He guided the horses around the last bend, granting them a splendid view of remote hills and abundant, uncultivated moorlands. The carriage rocked comfortably beneath an arch of gnarled tree branches on the long driveway leading to the mansion. As he pulled the horses to a smart stop at the entrance, he turned to her and beamed. "We're here." Charity blinked rapidly. The grand house blazed with hundreds of flickering candles, and smoke billowed from the chimneys of numerous fireplaces. Pockmarks in the exterior stone walls boasted the resilience of enduring a harsh climate. In the distance, she heard the sound of waves hurtling against the rocky shoreline. "Well, I'm hoping my news is good," Daniel was saying. He was grinning, and she wondered what she'd missed as she'd gaped at the house. Her gaze narrowed with suspicion. "What news?"
"Penelope is leaving come the morrow. However, I decided to stay a while longer. Perhaps indefinitely."
"Why?"
"Why do you think, Charity?"
She contemplated him. His former amusement had been replaced with a look of such profound affection, it took her breath away. Silence reigned for a beat, as her brain processed the information. He was staying because of her.